This is a test of my headphones. There we go. Are we recording? What have you been doing since Sunday? Really, what have you been doing since Sunday? 183 people have been stuck on a train in Oregon in the middle of the winter. What have you been doing? What have you been doing? Sitting around in your comfy chair, hanging out, having food, relaxing. A train, an Amtrak train, heading from Seattle to Los Angeles near Oak Ridge, Oregon. Trees, snow, storm, stuck. Amazing. They've been there. They've just been sitting there. That's all. Now it's coming. Now they're on their way. They're finally on their way. They started moving a little at a time today, Tuesday. But as of this morning, Tuesday morning, supplies are running low. Extra meals were down to, hey, you're having some pretzels and soda water for breakfast. People with their kids running out of diapers. That sounds like fun. Keep your little kid not wearing a diaper that's supposed to be wearing a diaper away from me, okay? It does not belong on this train car. Take them back to that train car. Now, some people had complained. Other people said Amtrak was great. They were trying to, they were doing wonderful. It's okay. We haven't heard anything. One lady said, we haven't heard anything from Amtrak. But other people have said they've been keeping us informed what's going on. So I think just people are, getting a little cranky. Of course, Amtrak, they apologized to travelers and said in a statement that, look, the train is now en route to Eugene. Okay, we've got it on the way back. They brought in a Union Pacific engine from the other direction, locked in. Some lady tweeted, it's almost a dead zone where they were stuck, so it was a very sketchy cell phone service, so there wasn't a lot of tweets, not a lot of cell coverage, a lot of people calling. So, one tweet that got through, we've got an engine, and that was it. So they're moving a little out of time because there's still some tracks that are blocked, and they're trying to get everything, trying to get some tracks unblocked so the train can get going. But there's it's a huge snowstorm, 20 mile an hour to 30 mile an hour wind gusts. The lows, I mean, it's winter in Oregon. Hello. It's beautiful. It's beautiful if you can travel through the train tracks without having to stop. Get stuck? Hey, you're stuck. Yes, and look, we know that the train was inoperable due to weather conditions and downed trees, but we had crews working overnight. That didn't help. So what have you been doing? What have you been doing since Sunday? Huh? Sitting around, relaxing, eating dinner with your family, thinking, oh, man, the life, this my day, I got to get up and go to work on Monday and Tuesday, I got to get back to work. These people stuck in a train car. 2 days, freezing, kids running around. One lady said a guy brought out his ukulele and started singing to the kids, putting them to sleep. It was just, there's a happy little time on train car B. Take the kids down to B. He's singing. Take the kids down to B. He's singing. Leave them there. Leave them there. They can all pass out there. Man, that would not be fun. That would not be fun at all. You'd have to turn it into fun. You'd have to try to turn it into fun. Because otherwise, you're killing somebody. And it might be yourself. All right, so these two stories, I keep getting, I think, Chris, how many times do you send me these stories? 4 days in a row now?
Yes.
I got them all weekend. I saw them on my own, and then Chris sends them to me. I read them. They're, okay stories. It's possible to get to them, but no, I'm not doing them. And I get another email, Bast. Same two stories. No, not. And then I get another email today after I didn't do them yesterday. I mean, how many times are you going to email them to me?
Until you do it. So, you just do it.
Okay. Today in methamphetamine land. Yes, this is methamphetamine land. Police say a man wearing a gorilla suit. If you're wandering around a neighborhood wearing a gorilla suit, odds are you're high on meth. Yes, today in methamphetamine land. Broke into a Louisiana home. Now, apparently he was walking around a neighborhood and people were like, maybe we should call the police. We don't really know who this guy is.
And why?
He's wandering around in a gorilla suit.
Don't call the police for that.
So the police kind of show up and then he breaks into a house.
Okay, now call the police.
Well, he snuck into a house. They didn't realize it could have been his home. We found out later it wasn't, but it could have been. And so the police go to check it out, and they can't find him, and they're like, what's going on? Now they find him under the bed, in the bedroom, hiding, still in the gorilla suit, still high on meth. Yeah, he's been arrested. Big surprise.
Mwah, mwah, yeah. Mwah,
mwah. Apparently in Louisiana, you can't wear a mask in public.
What?
I know.
So, what about Mardi Gras? Don't they wear masks all the time?
Special holidays, Halloween and Mardi Gras. That's it.
What about Christmas?
No masks. And a beard is not a mask. You could make that fight, baby.
What about Thanksgiving?
What do you wear? What Thanksgiving mask do you wear?
Turkey mask.
Today in methamphetamine land. No, that is not a thing. I don't even think that's a thing with your people. The turkey mask.
I'm Indian, yes.
Oh, yeah, you're Indian, yeah. All right, so then the second story, same pile, today in methamphetamine land. News anchor, Chris Burrows, KTLA in L.A., big time, you know, a lot of people know who he was. He's passed away in a hotel room, overdose.
That's sad.
It's a sad story. The whole thing is sad. And it's because meth.
Too much?
Way too much. I mean, here's the news guy, right? So he's probably bored with his life.
At a hotel room,
the family. So then he decides that, you know, what I can do is start meeting guys on Grindr.
Whoa.
And we could just hang out and do meth and have a bunch of sex in hotel rooms. Man, that sounds good to me. And then I'll just go back and do news.
And now, 5 o'clock news. No. Anchor.
Chris Burrows. Today in L.A., traffic KTLA. Backed up. Oh, I don't feel good. I've got to go. Grindr, swipe right, hotel down the road. So apparently he meets, and the guy that called the police, you know, when he died was, I mean, he's not, it was, they're calling it an accident because it was a, you know, accidental overdose. Yeah. The guy from Grindr didn't want anything to do with it, man. He called the police.
Walked out?
He was there when the police came. He was like, no. This was just a thing. We were just doing a thing here. And, you know, he had all the illegal drugs, not me.
Throw him under the bus.
And apparently what Chris had taken to doing, and I do not recommend this at all.
You do not recommend from KTLA.
I barely recommend being a news anchor. But then we go on to, you know, swiping on Grindr.
You don't swipe on Grindr. But on Grindr.
And then apparently he was putting rocks of meth, inserting them in his body.
Well, you're trying to, you know, smuggle him into the hotel room.
On top of smoking some of the rocks, he was getting a buzz from the insertion effort.
So he's doing double dosing.
He was absolutely double dosing.
From the top and the bottom.
He was using all kinds of special toys. Special jellies, special massage tables at the hotel room.
What kind of hotel room is this? They have that, or did he bring all that?
No, I think it's him. He just brings it in.
Oh, man,
this is
someone we want to date.
And he gave the Grindr guy. Now, this is where he's not in trouble, right? He had all the drugs, not me. He gave the Grindr guy a full syringe of GHB.
And that is?
Look it up yourself. Okay. Growth hormone. Just look it up yourself. And a bottle of Gatorade. I guess, you know, when you take GHB, you lose a little salt. I don't know. Let's go.
Electrolytes. You need more electrolytes.
And then inserted some more. And then did some poppers.
Oh, poppers is big in the gay community.
It gives you that euphoric sensation.
Yeah.
You know, as you're GHBing and
Gatorade.
Inserting meth rocks.
Yeah.
And that was a little too much.
Are you sure?
The day before he was out partying.
Another cocktail?
And then he came back and he was doing the news and he left early that day because he said he didn't feel good. But he didn't go home. He didn't feel good because
he's so bright.
He was down at the local hotel.
Was it a hotel or a motel?
At the Grindr.
Do we know?
It was a motel.
Yeah.
It was a motel in Glendale.
Oof.
So
it's one of those that the O is doesn't turn on, and it's a tell. It's a tell, and there's like a big leave inside the pool. The pool's halfway empty.
And you know, if you're starting to bring in all this stuff.
Yeah,
he's been here before. First floor.
You he got his trunk with him.
You don't want to haul that stuff.
Oh, he got his trunk with him. Give him the first floor.
He's backed in.
Yeah,
20
yeah.
room.
Literally backed in.
3B.
Yeah, and then make sure he has the bed with the.
There you happy? Slot. We did the stupid stories. I don't understand why these stories. I mean, they're okay. It's just another drug stories that are.
Yeah, unique drug story. Unique. And people were upset at me of the inserting one.
Why?
Because I tweeted.
Did you have something to do with it?
No. But when I tweeted out the story, I was like, insert joke here. Get it?
See, but did you put get it?
No, see, you told me to get it later.
That's funny.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, but I know.
And I put the brackets and everything. I put inside the brackets, I put insert joke here.
No, I get it. Okay, it was funny. I maybe even liked it. I don't know. As long as you know, it's my social media post, I put it on Instagram and everything. But I mean, I get it. But when you want to be funny, come to me.
Okay. Oh, I will. I will.
Because
I was almost there, right? I was almost there.
Oh, yes, you were there. You were almost
there. Was I
there
or was I almost there?
You were funny. Could have been funnier.
How were you made it
you
funnier?
You know, kind of like there's a lot of comedians doing Netflix specials that are funny. It could be a lot funnier.
Of Netflix, I just saw a notification. Did you see the new Netflix coming up? The Netflix original?
What? It's going to make me mad, probably.
Netflix
is spending money on all these shows. They need to rethink their spending.
It's a comedy special for Amy Schumer.
No, but you said comedy special, so we need something. You're talking about a comedian.
Yeah, Amy Schumer.
No, but I'm saying, I know you said Amy Schumer, but that's,
we're
talking about a comedy special, so we need somebody that's going to be funny.
It's Amy Schumer, her new special, Growing, comes out March 19th, because, you know, she's pregnant, so she's
Yeah, she
growing.
Was on tour, had to stop a couple times.
Yeah, here in Dallas, she had to stop,
pregnancy.
Yeah.
She's been struggling with the pregnancy.
She's growing, she's not
Don't,
fat.
No, she's, Sorry. Don't start messing with the baby weight stuff, because the women get all wound up about
oh,
that.
Oh,
no, don't
baby.
Mess with that.
That is not baby weight. That way
no,
she
she's
had
all, no, that's okay. all, that's
you know
all.
What?
No.
Fine. You know what? Fine, yeah.
No, don't.
That's fine. She had that weight before. And I'm upset at the poster.
She is not funny.
She's not funny.
Hey, Amy Schumer, I'm sorry, she's not funny. And they're going to give, you know, whatever they gave her is too much. Whatever they gave her is too much.
Look at the poster. That's stupid.
Those of you listening on the podcast, Chewing the Fat, look at that poster.
Yeah, I know.
Look at her. She's just sitting there. The
legs
apart.
Spread and the guts coming out.
She does not. A, the picture is not funny. So
no.
Right there, you've started not being funny.
Thank you.
And that's their promo poster?
That is their promo poster that they just
I
got
mean,
released.
Look at that. The podcast. I know you're listening, but take a look at it. Yeah. Look at it right there.
What do you think of this?
See? I told you. I told you to look at it.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. 2 hours ago, that's when they just...
sometime today.
But why is
Netflix
it?
Is spending way too much money on all these comedy specials and to people that are not funny, people that are lost. They're spending money on shows that are just waste of money. And so many good shows, they just blow off.
Yeah, like Fluffy, he had a...
His new comedy special,
was here in Houston.
Fluffy, was, I thought, could have been better. Now, he's funny, and I like him. I like him. I'm not bad mouthing him at all. I think you know he's worth it. He's worth a special. He's kind of like Ellen. All right.
Okay.
Ellen, they're both worth the special. Probably not worth what they were paid for. And the special itself isn't worth what they paid for. Okay.
Is it worth what you pay for? Really?
I don't know.
You only pay $14.
If I'm paying $14 for Netflix, because the price
went up. Yeah, the price
went up.
We talked about
Ooh,
this.
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, I guess because I watched it. But if I didn't do this for a living, would I have watched it? Probably not. You know, if I didn't want to tell you, the listeners, about it, I probably wouldn't have watched it. Maybe I would have, but like the Ellen thing. I mean, they spent
$20 million
for that.
It's not worth $20 million. Still haven't watched it.
And you know right off the bat, and we've talked about Ellen. She's not going to do anything that's going to screw up the Ellen show.
Did we talk about this yesterday?
We talked about it before.
Okay.
But Fluffy now does his big show.
Out of Houston.
In Houston. It was great. He was in a big arena.
Big arena. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he did a lot of his old stories, and he thanked the people that were there from the very beginning and them in. He told the story about his mom.
Spoiler. Okay, continue. If you don't want to listen about the Fluffy special, you can fast forward 30 seconds.
If you can't take... I don't know what they paid. Do you know what they paid him for that? Please hold. Thanks for listening.
Don't put him on hold. Don't put him on hold.
If you don't have them right in front of you, then I want to know the answer. So,
guess what? They don't know what we're doing, so you can just keep talking.
I know, but then you're going to come back with the stupid answer that doesn't fit anything that I'm talking about at the time. So, right, if I put them on hold, then we come back and we're still talking about it. And they're good to go because they're still listening on hold. I won't put them on hold then. That's fine. We can talk about, you know, the ice tsunami that's coming up in Michigan. Every year, not every year, but most years, you know, the ice tsunami in Lake Erie happens. And you see footage. They're making a big deal out of it this year because of climate change. But it's not really climate change. It's just winter. You know, the thing that happens, I don't know, every year, winter. And but it's really cool to watch, and it's scary if you live up there, right? Because the power lines all go down, and houses get ruined, and people get, you know, lives can be cost. But these giant pieces of ice break off in the lakes and then push up onto shore because of the winds, and it's like this ice tsunami coming up on the shore. It's amazing to watch. And if your house was right there, it would not be amazing. You would be like, ooh, why did I buy a house here? Please hold. Thanks for... joining us.
Okay, so I went on another hole because I just found out Netflix approved a 10 episode series for Fluffy.
Okay, good. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But was that part of his special deal?
According to this, yes. And it includes two new stand-up comedy special. Headlining by the comedian. So he's working on three projects for Netflix right now.
Okay, he's got the stand-ups.
Two stand-ups, and then one 10-episode series just got ordered starting Fluffy. It doesn't say the price tag because that's three projects. So
yeah, but if it's all tapped into one deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably... it's got to be at least $10 million, right?
Yeah, it's not Ellen money, but... I say half.
Yeah, that's ten million is half of what they paid Ellen. It's got to be $10 million, right?
I mean, yeah. But the reason why I brought Fluffy was because he made a joke about Netflix being the new Comedy Central.
Yes, he did. Oh, spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
You're done in there?
Yeah.
Okay. We already gave the spoiler alert.
I know.
You don't have to give it again. Anyways, so this goes back to what we're talking about because Ray Romano. Got us a Netflix special, comedy special.
Have you seen that yet?
The comedy special? Yes.
Is any good?
It's good because it's a different, it's a different perspective because Fluffy, he was at a stadium.
Yeah, big time. The arena in Houston.
What Ray Romano did, and this could be, you know, TV magic and, you know, but according to him, what he did, he just got up and visited two clubs out of nowhere. And he was not going to make an announcement. He's just going to walk in, do a set in one club where he started.
Right.
Walk a block.
I like that idea.
And then go to another one.
That's a good idea.
Now, the Netflix cameras were already there. So he's sitting there and then
so
like.
Maybe some people
so
knew
maybe,
about
you know, the
it.
Manager, all, the club yeah. owner knew. Yeah, and like, the and then they were like, hey, don't worry about the cameras.
But some of it was got to be surprised, though. I mean,
yes. So he did two shows in one special. He performed one bit, 20 minutes on the one club, walked down a block, and the camera never stopped.
Right,
you know,
so they're
recording.
Filming the whole thing.
They filmed
right,
the whole thing, walk at the end.
That's a good idea.
And then I thought that was better than an arena because it was intimate. You know, it was in a comedy club.
Plus, especially, you know, Fluffy made a big deal, spoiler alert, about going to the small club and practicing in the garage
with
his neighbors and stuff. Yeah.
yeah.
And it would have been interesting to see that again. Maybe just do the show for those two. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Film him doing the show for those two. Just an idea, fluff. That's all. You know, I'm here for you.
But then I also saw that there's some movie with Ray Romano that you saw.
I did see that, the Paddleton or whatever.
Yeah, Paddleton. Yeah.
Yeah, because it came up and I was like, oh, it's new and I needed something new to watch because, you know, Amy Schumer's shows are out there and I'm not watching those. I'm just not going.
Well, you know, it runs in the last name. The Schumer last name sucks all the way around. You got her cousin up in D.C.
Is that her cousin?
Yeah.
They're related. I mean, they're like first cousin. They're just not like
I don't know what kind
family.
Of cousin, but according to the articles and their Wikipedia pages, they're relative.
Ugh,
oh, yeah, absolutely makes sense.
So I did watch Paddleton. Netflix. I don't know what you're paying these people.
That one has two good actors.
It was really good.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the premise of the show is really good.
And that is?
Ray Romano and his buddy. And Ray is kind of a special person. He's not below the
IQ.
He's not in the tarred land.
I'm sorry?
He's not in the tarred land. But he's special.
Is he on the rim?
He might be bouncing around.
Bouncing around, you know, on the fence. So he's on the fence.
And so he and his buddy they're buddies forever. And they're not gay, and everybody thinks that they're gay. You know, that makes a thing. So, and so the one guy, this is a complete spoiler alert for Paddleton. The one guy is going to, his buddy, Romano's buddy, is going to die of cancer. Finds out he's going to die of
cancer.
That's
not a spoiler. That's on the description of the show.
And so then that's the deal, right? He doesn't want to suffer through all the cancer stuff. So he wants to get the medicine that's going to end his life and have Ray help him through it. And the struggles with doing that is fascinating struggle. Okay. But the ending. Netflix, if you're having problems thinking of how ways to end shows, call me. Just call me. You email me, chewingthefatattheblaze.com. I'll get back to you. I check it every day.
Can they call you via email?
Yeah, you call me via email.
What do you
just
do
call
for
me?
That?
Chewingthefatattheblaze.com, dial. And instead of hitting send, your dial comes right to me.
Okay.
It's new technology. You probably don't know about it. I'll explain it to you later. And better yet, just hit send. Don't try the new technology of dialing after you do the email. Just hit send. It'll come to me, and I'll just read it. But the ending they tried to say was so. I read one review that talked about this great ending, and so I kept waiting for this great ending, and I'm still waiting for this great ending to happen. And I don't think the great ending is going to happen because I have already come up with two better ways to end the movie right off the top of my, right at the end of the movie. I was like, why did they end it like that? Why didn't we just end it, I don't know, like this or this, and it would have made it a lot better. They didn't call. They didn't email. They didn't print out an email and hit dial.
Did you check your DM?
That's not part of the new technology. All right, let's go to the break room, get something to drink, and then I have got some great animal stories to talk to you about in the break room today, I'll tell you that. Oh my gosh, that was a Coke Zero, but I've also got Diet Dr. Pepper here today.
So you're double fisting today?
I can't tell which one I like the most today.
More time.
So good.
Then do it one more time then.
All right. Coke Zero.
Okay.
I'm closing my eyes.
Okay. Are you picturing the flavors? You didn't swish. You have to swish.
Coke Zero still wins. But the Diet Dr. Pepper, I just need a little break, a little change. All right. So great animal stories. And really just, I could just read you the headlines. And we could be okay with that, I think. But I'm going to go in depth in a couple of them. But I will just read you the headlines just to let you know that this was the kind of world that I live in now, where I'm saving animal stories for you. For you listening to Chewing the Fat. That's why one of the reasons you subscribe to Chewing the Fat with me, Jeff Fisher. Because in the break room, we give you animal and bug world stories. We go down the list. We have turtle disaster, otters in Milwaukee, goat fund me, another gator in PA, bed bugs, fish from the sky, new Tyrannosaurus fossils found, and snake gym.
Snake gym. Start there.
I know. Snake gym. That's my favorite one. That's my favorite one is the snake gym. So apparently, and who knew this? I mean, this should have gone without saying. Rattlesnakes in captivity get fat. Okay, they just hang around because they're usually scrambling around looking for food, but they're in the zoo, so they're just like, somebody better bring me a rat really soon because I'm not shaking my butt. I don't want to hear my rattle. I don't want to hear nothing. Somebody better bring me some food. So they've created at the Melbourne, Australia Zoo, they've created the snake gym. And it's devoted to keeping snakes and some other reptiles from getting fat. And they're so good. Good for them. Good for them. Because what we need is we want more healthy, in-shape snakes on the planet, don't we? Really, that's important. I do. I mean, I do. I vote for more healthy, in-shape snakes on the planet. And what they do is they put them in buckets of water and make them swim around. And so swimming apparently is important for snakes. Keeps them in shape. Now, someone asked a question, and I believe it's a fair question. How can you tell if the snake really wants to swim or not? And the zookeepers say, oh, you can tell. You just know. You're on the inside of snake world, and you're one with the snake, and you just know. So that's good news. That's really, really good news. I'm glad to have that around. It's what we need more of. Again, let me repeat this because I want to be sure that you understand exactly what I'm saying. We need more in-shape, honed snakes on the planet. No question. We have otters spotted in Milwaukee. Now, originally I might say otters in Milwaukee, so? But apparently, otters in downtown Milwaukee are quite the sight. A group of otters made their unprecedented appearance in downtown Milwaukee earlier this week. They're just, they're walking around the streets of Milwaukee whistling their little otter song. And
what song is that?
You know, the little otter song.
What are the lyrics?
They just whistle. It's a whistling thing. It's otter whistle song. You don't know about the otter whistle song? It's part of being an otter. Don't talk anymore. Don't embarrass yourself. You're going to embarrass yourself if you start asking more questions about otter songs. I mean, that's something everyone knows. It's a family thing. It's an otter family thing. Apparently, there's video of it, which I'm going to play it for you right now here on Chewing the Fat. Look at that. Oh, look at those otters in downtown. Look at it. Look. It's the second time we brought up video for you today on Chewing the Fat. Look at them. Look at them. Now, apparently, people are a little concerned of why this would happen. They don't know. They've had other confirmed sightings in Milwaukee County. Okay, but in the actual city of Milwaukee, no, not so much. Now, a lot of times they're in Milwaukee County. A lot of times their families get together and they stroll along and whistle the Happy Otter family song along the Milwaukee River, but they don't go into downtown Milwaukee. So it could be something climate change related.
I was going to say, I think it's climate change.
Yeah, and so the otters were just out walking with their happy family, whistling their special otter
song. Family song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The special otter family song. Don't start. If you don't know it, don't. I mean, you're going to make me mad if you don't know it. We have another alligator in Pennsylvania found. What is the deal with people in Pennsylvania? These guys in Pennsylvania all think they can have pet alligators.
Well, to recap, the first one was an emotional support alligator.
Okay, and this one actually was this. This one was actually guarding drugs.
Well, what else? What other animal are you going to have guarding? Dogs? That's so Miami. You know, Miami, the pit bulls, you know, Philadelphia.
So apparently alligator. This guy had his alligator.
Guard dog.
His guard gator was guarding his fentanyl and his heroin stash.
Ooh, that's some good drugs.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know, but, well, you mean bad drugs. Bad drugs.
No, those are the drugs that you want to guard with an alligator.
If you were a bad guy,
yeah, if you
a
were
bad
bad,
person,
yeah.
And had those bad, yes, horrible drugs that you were trying
that's
to sell
a good
illegally,
yes,
that'd be a good animal to keep them,
yes,
safe.
Yes.
Which,
yes,
is why the police nicknamed him El Champo.
Yeah.
Sad. And this from Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. Library officials are now inspecting each item as it's checked back into the libraries. There's eight branches. Eight libraries in Lincoln, Nebraska?
That's a lot.
Okay. I mean, that... Okay. Apparently, there's a bed bug outbreak.
A bed bug?
A bed bug outbreak.
So they're jumping into the books?
And they're jumping into the books, and they're bringing them into the books, and they're destroying the books.
But...
So there's a rash of bed bugs reports all over, from the theaters, to the thrift stores, to the college dorms. I mean, bed bugs, man, those bastards are everywhere.
Oh, well, we had a sort of
you
couple,
can quote me on that.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago where they had closed down an entire court because of bed bugs.
Thank you. That was one guy, too, brought him,
yeah,
in.
Yeah, one guy brought bed
one
bugs into a courtroom.
One freaky bed bug guy brought him in.
And in South Carolina, and it shut down the entire courthouse.
Yeah, they
court
shut the place down. So you don't want bed bugs. Bed bugs are bad.
So far we've learned that no bed bugs at the courthouse, no bed bugs at the library.
Where was the first place you said?
Courthouse.
Oh, courthouse, yeah. I thought you said something else house. Go ahead.
And the library.
You don't want the bed bugs in the other house either, come to think of it, but that's,
okay,
that's not what you said.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah, you said, yeah, courthouse.
Yeah.
Not
the other house.
The other house.
Yeah.
That's not a courthouse.
That is not a courthouse. No.
No, that's a non-judgmental place there.
Yeah.
The other house.
Yeah.
That, you know, nobody, yeah, gets judged there.
It's a safe space.
Safe space house.
Yes.
But you don't want bed bugs there.
No,
either.
No, you don't want bed bugs there.
Do not want bed bugs there. Then we have the flying fish story. Every year, we get this coming out because
I love
big
this.
Storms.
I love it.
Hundreds of live fish are raining from the sky. It's raining fish. We get it every year around in different places, sometimes in Florida. This is in Malta. Big storms come pushing in. And then
where's Malta?
Malta is just right over there on the planet. Don't you know the planet?
Oh, the planet.
It's right there. It's in the...
So it's not in
the,
this...
If you look at the globe.
Okay.
All right? You look. Bring up the globe.
Okay.
You hold the globe. You got the globe
I'm
in both
it.
Hands in front
I'm holding
of you,
it right,
right in front of your,
yes,
face. All right?
I am.
Now you turn it. Turn it...
Clockwise or counter?
Turn it to the right.
So
turn
clock.
It to the right. No, because clockwise is up and down, left
oh,
and right. You want
okay,
to turn
so,
it sideways
oh,
right.
Oh, sideways. Okay,
sideways
so,
right.
I'm turning it to the right.
Stop. Now okay. Slide your right hand down a little bit.
Okay, okay, okay.
Just down a little bit. You're still
straight
holding
down?
It with your left
straight
hand.
Straight down,
just
though.
Bring it down the curve.
Okay.
Right there, that's Malta. Mm. Stop, about halfway down. Right there, that's Malta. Everybody knows that.
Well, now I know.
So big storms and winds gushed up, and they're, you know, blowing fish in the air. So it's actually a Sharknado in Malta.
A fishnado, stop
and,
it.
And listen, what's happening, I'm sorry, I don't mean the sharks get mad at me for, they're not shark, okay?
No, they're not.
However, now... I'd rather have the fishnado and the sharknado because in the Amazon forest, they've just found a dead humpback whale.
How did it get there?
Whale-nado, my friend.
Whale-nado?
Whale-nado.
So sharknado, fishnado, whale-nado.
We are doomed.
Something's coming, Jeffrey.
We are doomed.
Something is coming.
All right, so I've got a couple of stories here that kind of I'm going to tie them together because I care about people, and you know me, I care about people. So there's a story today that I'm reading about the Walmart stores eliminating greeters. Okay, now really they're not eliminating greeters.
That's a mistake.
What they're doing is they're eliminating greeters that are disabled. That's never a good thing for Walmart, right? Now, Walmart, they're not coming out and saying, hey, you're disabled, get out of here. What they're doing is saying that the greeters now have to perform other duties.
So they're not there for greeting anymore.
They're there for greetings. They're there for greeters. But we also got to be able to clean up, direct people to certain aisles, help them, do some other stuff.
People can't do that?
I guess they have to lift up to 25 pounds, something like that. So, you know, there's a couple of, there's a plenty of disabled greeters that's going to be a problem. Okay, because they're, you know, I'll come to Walmart. Right? So, why you, so, that's going to be.
I really want to say this joke.
That's going to be a problem.
But I get to take it out.
No, do not.
No?
No.
You know the joke?
What's the joke? No, you can't. You're not telling that joke. No,
I can't?
No, because really it's not a joke and I'm offended by it.
Are you?
Oh, so I'm so.
Can I tweet about
it? So offended by it. So offended. So they're replacing them with, now get this. They're not calling them greeters anymore. They're calling them customer hosts.
Ew.
Okay. Now, so they've added some more responsibilities, right? They've got to lift 25 pounds, clean up skills, collect carts, and they got to be able to stand for long periods of time. So if you're in a wheelchair, you're automatically out.
Hey, isn't that what they called the Westworld robots?
Customer hosts?
Yeah.
Maybe. Ooh, see if that's true.
It is true.
Look it up.
Mr. Smarty Pants over here was the one that told me the joke.
Okay, that's funny. Look it up. Just double check. Not that I don't believe Mr. Smarty Pants over there in the corner, but he's already proven a couple times on this show that questionable. Okay? So just look it up. Just look it up. You don't have to say it out loud. Just look it up. So what's going on? Just look it up. That's all I'm saying. What's so funny?
So I just asked him, I was like, is that what they're really called? And he goes, yeah, they're called host.
Not customer host, though. So again, like I said, it's questionable already. So that's why I said double check it. Thank you. So I'm right. Just look it up.
They're called hosts.
Look, does it say that? Did you look it up or you just go by what he said?
I'm going by what he
said. Yeah, of course. He told you what you thought was right. Then he told you, oh, no, that's not right. It's wrong. Look it up. Oh, Lord. I don't want to have to put people on hold for this. But I will, because we're going to find out. We're close to being put on hold, I'll tell you that. I know, it's a problem.
Yeah, it's called hosts.
Yeah, they're called hosts. So they're not customer hosts. Close, but wrong. Thanks for participating. We're not giving you get a copy of the home game and you go home. So I have a deal. There was a big story coming out the last couple days about Facebook and how the content viewers are all freaking out. The people that they've hired, subcontracting, to watch all the videos that come into Facebook, and they decide what goes up and what doesn't. And they're saying they moderate the Facebook video feeds. And so the videos are coming in where they're horrific videos of content that is just horrific, violence, sex, everything's bad, right? So they're really struggling with having to see all this. And not only are they struggling with that, but they're struggling with not being recognized as, you know, they want to be, we're looking at all this horror and Facebook doesn't recognize us as a regular employee. And well, you're not. You're a subcontractor. Shut up.
You have a job.
Go work in your corner and be quiet. And apparently the way that there was another big story, a sideline story to this, that all these Facebook moderators, video moderators, are all struggling because the only way that they can cope with it is to party and have sex and do drugs themselves.
Basically, they just watch the video. They have to mimic.
Right. So I'm thinking, what would you be doing if you weren't working for Facebook? Having sex and drugs. Same thing. So you're getting paid for it, right? Move on. Shut up. Now, it's just a thought from me. And it's just a thought on Facebook. You can use it. You don't have to credit me. It's fine. But maybe you tell the people that are getting the boot at Walmart, hey, come and be content viewers for us.
Content hosts?
Yeah, come become content hosts for us. Because, I mean, they don't have to say, hello, welcome to Facebook.
No, you have to say that.
When you start a video?
Yeah, we start
hello,
a video.
Hello, welcome
yeah.
to Facebook. Start a video. And then all you got to do is sit there and watch videos. You don't have to pick up 25 pounds worth of stuff. You got to be able to maneuver a mouse. Right? So they're probably going to get paid more than Walmart's paying them.
Yeah.
Even if Facebook, I mean, even if you're getting gypped at Facebook, you're still making better than what Walmart's paying you probably. Right? There's a little bit different wage gap there. People that think they're not making much for Facebook, they're still making more than the Walmart greeter. Right?
Yeah.
So you're welcome. I've already got you new jobs, ex-Walmart greeters. Go become content viewers for Facebook.
A content host.
Moderator host, whatever. Hello, welcome to Facebook. Anyway, you're welcome.